Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. I had such a good time talking with you at the Century Tournament of Champions last year. We have, let's see, it is 17 days, 19 hours, and 59 minutes to the Century Tournament of Champions, beautiful Kapalua. Listen to the Golf Club, of course, on the radio, streaming live as well at radiogolfclub.com. It's podcast there and wherever you get your podcasts. By the way, there is a winter advisory. That's up until 10 this morning, Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa. That means it's snowing. We're going to have a breezy day today with mostly cloudy skies, showers likely, scattered on the leeward side, more showers windward, high today about 85. The winds are out of the east, 15 to 25 miles per hour, and expected to be another chilly blanket, wonderful night. The loaded about 69 degrees, maybe 74 in some places. Got a great lineup for you today. Karen Kraus, she's New York Times international sports correspondent. She's at the PNC Championship following Tiger Woods and Charlie. Debbie Waitkus, author of Get Your Golf On, will be with us. It's a great book for people who'd like to get into the game but not sure what to do once they're at the golf course. You know, it kind of gives you all the rules. Brian Moog, Golf Magazine Top 100 Teacher and Golf Digest Top 50 Teacher. He's over at the Prince Course. Corbett Kalama, president of Friends of Hawaii Charities, the charity partner of the Sony Open in Hawaii. And Ron Syrak is back with us, author, Vision 54 Trilogy, contributor, Golf Channel, and LPGA. Of course, today is the first moving day, I should say the final moving day of 2020. It's the CME Group Tour Championship, and it's going to be an interesting ball game. We'll be back with Ron Syrak after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment. Two great locations, Sand Island and Waipahu, for all of your power equipment, life-saving generators, lawnmowers, weed whackers, and more. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Futura Stone. Turn your home project, your paving project, your warehouse flooring into artwork. Specializing in natural stones like Brazilian quartzite. Aquapite on-site stormwater source control systems. Interlocking concrete pavers and now polished colored concrete floors. Futura Stone. Only the best. And Creative Plumbing. Starting a new project from the ground up, taking on a complete renovation, replacing your high-rise wastewater system, custom home, townhouse, high-rise, warehouse, or shopping center. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And now, Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring him in. Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and, of course, author, the Vision 54 Trilogy with Vision 54, Pia and Lynn. We've got Ron. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to watch this Saturday. I mean, Jin Young Ko was down, was tied, was Se-Yong Kim is up, then down, Austin Ernst, Hannah Green, Brooke Henderson, Sydney Clanton. As we're watching this, Lexi Thompson faltering. It's Lydia Ko did so well with a 65. What are you seeing here in this tour championship?
Yeah, it's a pretty remarkable end to what's been a very unusual season. You got the number one and the number two player in the Rolex rankings, Jin Young Ko and Se-Yong Kim, going at each other, coming down the stretch. And you got Se-Yong Kim is trying to catch NB Park to be Player of the Year this year. It looks like she's going to win the Vare Trophy for the lowest scoring average, but you couldn't ask for a more compelling leaderboard right there. You pretty much have the entire top 10 of the Rolex rankings going at it.
Yeah, it's truly a wonderful event, and it's cold. It's like It's Florida. I didn't think of Florida being quite that cold. Is this unusual for this time of year?
Well, you know, it's a month later than they normally play this tournament. It's usually the week before Thanksgiving. You know, I mean, cold down there is like 50s and 60s. You know, it's I live in New England. I have a different definition of cold. But, you know, everything is a little bit everything's a little bit later this year because, you know, I mean, the U.S. Women's Open in Houston, you know, they had to play it on two golf courses. Because it wasn't enough daylight to get everybody around this time of the year.
Yeah. So speaking of this year, and we're coming into 2021 now, I am absolutely thrilled to see what has happened with the 2021 LPGA Tour season. The new schedule out, and it's incredible what Mike Wann, the LPGA commissioner, has accomplished. 34 official events in the United States, Canada, Asia, and Europe. You must have seen the release. What were your thoughts when you read all of this?
Yeah, you know, Mike Wann and his team have done a remarkable job of keeping things together this year. And the partners, the business partners, have shown a remarkable loyalty to the LPGA and I think a real recognition of how valuable this product is. You know, they got down. There was going to be 18 tournaments this year. That's it because of the because of the pandemic, but they're coming back in 2021 with 34 tournaments, over $76 million in prize money. The five majors alone have over $21 million in prize money. And it's a Solheim Cup year, and it's an Olympic year. It should be pretty exciting. They're going to some great, great golf courses. The Women's U.S. Open is going to be at the Olympic Club and San Francisco. The Women's PGA is at Atlanta Athletic Club. The Open Championship, the Women's British Open, is at Carnoustie in Scotland. Now we just have to wait and see whether everything cooperates next year. Season starts slow. There's three tournaments over a six-week period beginning in late January. All three of them are in Florida. But then starting that last week of March through the week before Thanksgiving, there's only going to be two off weeks for the LPGA, which is a remarkable run of golf.
It is. It's a lot of work. Now, there are two new events, and Europe being included in this. Is that part of the LET LPGA working together?
Yeah, and one of the exciting events that they've added is there's going to be a tournament right before the Olympics, I believe it is. That is a joint LPGA, LET, and Men's European Tour.
Ah.
So it's sort of going to be like the big open tournament that they had in Australia, where they had the men and women playing at the same venue.
Yes.
From different tees, men against the men, women against the women. This is going to be like that. And we really have seen, and I saw it a lot on social media during the women's U.S. Open, is that male professional golfers on both the PGA Tour and really, really strongly on the Men's European Tour are supporting the women's games and are really going in there and trying to get more people to pay attention to it. And by talking about how good the product is, and now they're going out and they're going to endorse that product by playing competition with the women.
It's great. It's something that we've been talking about for years, we've talked about having the men and women play on the same venue at the same time, not necessarily against one another. But we've also talked about having a mixed field where there are men and women competing. So at least we're moving in that direction where there's some a little bit of change up from just stroke play, even though stroke play is very exciting. I understand there's also a match play event that's going to be played on the LPGA Tour come 2021.
Yeah, you know, and I think that what we're seeing here in 2021 is going to be a preview for what's going to be coming in 2022, which is when the new TV contract for both the PGA Tour and the LPGA kicks in. And one of the things that I've been hearing for years from TV executives, and the TV contracts that both the men and the women are operating under right now are ancient. They were negotiated more than a decade ago. The landscape was very different. But TV executives want imaginative formats out there. They would like to see, I think they'd like to see mixed team match play, mixed venue events, like you were saying. And I think that what we're seeing this year in the match play coming in, this men's and women's event in Europe, is sort of a hint at that we might see some even more creative things coming in 2022 under that new TV contract.
That's great. This was the 70th anniversary of the LPGA Tour in 2020. And, of course, we had to shrink the calendar because of the pandemic. But what went up was media engagement, social media, TV viewership, up 30% for the LPGA women. Why?
Well, it's interesting because it bucks a trend. Virtually every other sport had TV ratings going down this year, and I think they went down for reasons that sort of make sense because of the pandemic, events being canceled, things were at different times, different places, there were no fans. It was an election year, and people were distracted by news. There were a lot of things, but I think what happened with as people were sampling the product of the LPGA, they liked what they saw, and I do think, and this has been Commissioner Mike Wann, the 10 years he's been commissioner, one of his goals is to get more network TV coverage on the weekends to bring in that casual fan, because he knows that when people sample the product, they realize it's a good product and they come back.
As long as we're playing up to speed, we need to watch out the pace of play. That really becomes an issue.
I think it's I think it's an issue on all the tours. Bryson DeChambeau is no speed demon getting around the golf course too. And I do think that I do think all the tours are going to try to figure out ways to be more diligent about getting them around the golf course faster. One of the other things that's made I think the women's game even more compelling TV is that, particularly during the pandemic, but even before that, the women are way more cooperative with TV about innovative things like being mic'd up on the golf course. Uh-huh. And to me, one of the things that was fascinating to me about there being no spectators at so many tournaments this year was you could hear the players' reactions and the players and the caddies and the players and other players interacting yes. with each other in a way that you couldn't before.
Yes.
And that was really, really compelling. And I think TV is trying to figure out how to get more of that coming going down the road.
Yeah, that spontaneous interaction sometimes yep. without the mic on, that you wouldn't. You're more withdrawn a little bit. You watch what you say, which with some words is important. But when you just hear them talking, as they would talk, just like you and I would talk on a golf course, we're playing. Everybody talks. We all make comments, and those kinds of comments are what's kind of like it feels like you're on the inside. You're right in there, in the mix of the tournament play. It's interesting seeing how 2021, the season's going to kick off. Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions, presented by Insurance Office of America at Four Seasons Golf and Sports Club in Orlando. This will feature celebrities from other sports and entertainment.
Yeah, there's a lot of a lot of athletes there, a lot of country musicians. They have concerts every night during that tournament, and it's going to be. I believe that, and this is something to keep an eye on this year. I believe Annika Sorenstam is going to be one of the celebrities participating in that tournament, and she's dropping some pretty strong hints that she might have the U.S. Senior Women's Open on her dance card for this coming year.
Wow! Wouldn't that be something? Gosh,
they would love it. She turned 50 in October. You have to be 50 to play in the U.S. Women's Open. She's won the U.S. Women's Open 3 times. Her children are now 9 and 11. I think she'd like to have them see mom win a tournament. and I can tell you this, I've known Annika for 25 years, and if she decides to play in that tournament, she's going to be game ready when she gets there.
Yes. You know, there's, when you think of Tiger Woods and Charlie this weekend, it's hard not to, you know, just mention that they are in the PNC Championship together. You know, Tiger winning in front of his kids was huge for him. And I can see where Annika would just love for her children to see that. It's a part of the competitor. You want them to experience you at your height, you know, and of course they weren't around and couldn't see it, and television doesn't capture the meat of it, you know, the feelings, all of a sudden the award that just won't come to Spannung, that tension, yeah. The tension that you feel at a live tournament. Very exciting. So everything's going to kick off not as early. We won't see as much early. The Australia swing is not going to happen. Then they're going to get out on the circuit with the Asia swing starting up more in March and April. Is that in, or?
They're pushing the Asia swing back a little bit, you know, because as you remember, the Asia swing was when the dominoes started to fall for the LPGA last year. They did two in Florida, two in Australia. Then they were supposed to go China, Thailand, Singapore. And those three events were early pandemic victims. So they're pushing it back a little bit to think, see what the situation's going to be like over there.
Yeah.
And that's been... For the LPGA, it was a challenge this year, not only the fact that they play about a third of their tournaments outside of the United States, but about a third of their players are based outside the United States. And you know, we saw it with a lot of the Korean players. Jin Young Ko was So Yeon Yoo. They barely played at all in the LPGA because the travel was so hard. You know, they had to quarantine for 14 days coming into the U.S. They had to quarantine for 14 days going back. A-Lin Kim, who won the U.S. Women's Open last year, when asked how she was going to celebrate, she said, I want to go home and eat Korean food with my family. And then she paused and said, of course, I'm going to have to quarantine for 14 days first.
So. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's like a month of your life is gone. Yeah, so after the season opener, that will have all the celebrities. They're going to go on the road again, and that includes coming here to Hawaii, California, Hawaii, and we're really looking forward to see the Lotte back in the islands. Speaking of Jin Young Ko, when did she start playing again? It's like she's number one in the world, but we haven't seen her play that much.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm right about this. She's, I think if she won the tournament this week, and it's a $1.1 million purse this week, and she finished second last week at the U.S. Women's Open, tied for second there. Uh-huh. But I believe if she wins the money title, having only played four events.
That's what blew my mind. I'm like, wow, yeah. She was in fine shape when she came back out. No rust on this woman.
Well, yeah. She played a little bit. I think she played six events on the Korean LPGA Tour. You know, they were able to have somewhat of a tour through the summer, and she stayed there, played some events there, she was able to keep her. Keep her game legs going by playing over there.
Yeah, you've been watching. I've been working. Lexi Thompson, she was doing quite well, 65, 71. Now she's two over through this round. What's going on with Lexi? She missed the cut last week.
Lexi's a mystery, Moy. Okay. She's just, and this would be, if she doesn't win this tournament, it ends a streak. I believe it's 7 years in a row she's won at least one tournament. You know, she made a lot of changes this year. She changed managers. She changed coaches. She changed caddies a bunch of times. She's had probably, five caddies this year that I can think of. She's going through, you know, I thought a couple of years ago when she took some time off, that she was really making some important steps in terms of her emotional relationship to golf. You know, we tend to forget sometimes She's been out there since she was 12 years old. She played in U.S. Women's Open when she was 12. It's tough growing up that way. It's tough growing up in the spotlight. And I, you know, she's still only 25 years old. I think she's still trying to figure out some things. One of the things she's got to figure out is how to putt. And that just really keeps bringing her down. And not just putting, the chipping too, her whole game around the green. She's never going to be great at it, but I think that she can get to where she's good enough at it to be a consistent winner out there.
You know, we said that about Dustin Johnson. Remember, he couldn't putt,
yep.
And he's learned.
He took that 6 months off, and he came back, and from 100 yards in, he's awesome.
So yep. It can be done. It can be done, and we're hoping for Lexi. So Lexi, Mina Harigay, oh, everything just jumped. Anna Nordqvist, Brooke Henderson, Hannah Green, Sydney Clanton, August Ernst, Se-Young Kim, and Jin-Yong Ko. They're at the top in fine form. And, of course, there's lots of players. And get on over to Golf Channel and check it out, because it's going to be, I mean, even Christy Kerr is right, you know, within 20. So it's and Charlie Hull got a great leaderboard for you today. And it's always great talking with you. Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, LPGA contributor. You can find him at LPGA.com. PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award recipient, and author Vision 54 Trilogy. Some of these books you may not have yet, but one you may want to do as a Christmas gift. Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, published in 8 languages, and he's covered over 160 majors. Is that right? Did I get that number?
I think we're up to 180 now. That's if you count the ones that I did virtually this year. So.
We're counting. It's all the same. Thank you, Ron, for being on the show. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back, and we've got the Sony Open in Hawaii, and the charity partner is Friends of Hawaii Charities, and the president, Corbett Kalama, is joining us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
There's an 836 at Bayview, a 940, a 1020, an 1130, and get in touch with them at 247-0451 and wish them, because they're wishing you, a Merry Christmas. So what does spalling, cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceiling have in common with a termite infestation? They both just get worse if you don't do anything about it. So what's the answer? RCM Construction for over 30 years. They've repaired concrete buildings, garages, decks. They've stopped leaks. They've found leaks. They're very difficult to find because water finds its way. So you call Richard Mulgram at 864-9520. RCM uses the state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. RCM 864-9520.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Corbett Kalama, President, Friends of Hawaii Charities, welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent.
Beautiful day with a little bit of rain, but good blessing.
It is a good blessing, isn't it? So with title sponsor Sony Open in Hawaii, they extended through 2022. And Sony Open in Hawaii president and CEO representative, the corporate executive officer, Kazuo Hirai, said, "To us, the Sony Open is not just a golf tournament. It has allowed us to provide continuous support to the local Hawaiian community. Together with everyone involved in organizing the tournament and our charitable partners at the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation, we hope to continue contributing to the people of Hawaii." Now, the tournament's been held at Wailea Country Club since 1965. In 1999, the Friends of Hawaii Charities was created as the charity partner, the host organization. In 2000, the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation agreed to match the money raised. So more than $1 million has been raised annually since 2005. What a huge, just the generosity is really something. So I was just wondering, you have a goal this year for the Friends of Hawaii Charities. What are your goals?
Our goal is to continue to partner with the Sony Corporation and express our appreciation through our actions for their commitment and their commitment to our community. So we will, again, hit our $1.2 million grant goals that will get out early this year because of the needs that have arisen and have been magnified through the COVID pandemic impact on the poor in Hawaii.
And how, you know, the strength of giving here in the islands is incredible. People are so generous. How are you reaching out? How can people give?
We work through, you can go to our website and just actually provide additional funding for Aloha for Hawaii Charities, or just you can participate by just participating and supporting the nonprofit organizations in our community that serve the poor and needy. You know, we live in a special place in Hawaii, and what's really been apparent, despite the anxiety and uncertainty, is the amount of resilience and the compassion that's been shown by everyone in Hawaii in caring for those that that are in need.
And Corbett Kalama is president of Friends of Hawaii Charities. He said in an interview, you mentioned that Sony's distinctive legacy benefits programs that support and serve Hawaii's women, keiki, elderly, impoverished, in the importance of everyone involved. Speak to the sponsors, the donors, the volunteers.
What's been very special is, first, it starts with the people of Hawaii and the state of Hawaii for providing us a terrific venue. The Wailea Country Club for giving up its course during this week for Sony Open in Hawaii. The special commitment of the Sony Corporation. They could have chosen anywhere in the world. They chose Hawaii. And then the Weinberg, our charity partner, the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation, have been very helpful. A big part of our support has come through our volunteers annually coming through. And with this year's challenge with Sony Open, Stacy is at the forefront of everything we do. So really being compliant and taking care of our volunteers and the golfers that are supporting the event to make sure that everyone is safe. So COVID-19 regulations are in place. We'll get through the hiccups that happen, you know, that are happening across the world. But again, caring for one another is at the core of what we do.
Yeah, and making sure that everybody's safe, and that is what's happening all across the PGA Tour. Is there anyone you'd like to, any donor, any sponsors that you'd like to highlight, to feature right now?
I think everyone. Sony Corporation, of course, because of its title commitment to Hawaii. The PGA, we've got a terrific working group here, Ray Stosic and his team at One for One, Larry Yip and Dorina Odaguro and the whole gang, that actually does the work behind the scenes that really provide the strength for us to be able to do these different things. And of course, the PGA Tour and the professionals. But if we look back, we look at Hawaii, we're a bunch of small businesses, but despite the challenge presented to our community as a result of the pandemic, they've all stepped to the forefront to provide the assistance that we need to make the tournament a success.
There, everyone is stepping up because the need is great. Yeah, there are no spectators this year, but there is a need for ShotLink volunteers. There are two pro-ams, two of them, that's right, and some spots were open the last I checked. So just go to the Sony Open in Hawaii, and you can find out how to sign up for becoming a ShotLink volunteer or for one of those two pro-ams. Have you ever played a pro-am, Corbett?
Yes, I have. I mean, it's a few times. It's the one time during the year that I pull out my clubs. I found golf to be the most humbling experience, other than proposing to my wife. But it's a challenge. It's a sport that's really difficult. But I think the thing that I want to really compliment golf, where golf has a soul. You know, they provide your courses. They're very supportive. The members are involved on community boards that provide guidance, support, financial support to the nonprofit community. So it's just hand in hand, you know, through golf, we've been able to focus on the needy in Hawaii for a full week. And it just becomes their week, where we become the voice of those at risk in our community.
Yes. And one question came to me through a nonprofit. They didn't know about the Friends of Hawaii Charities. And they said, how do people apply for assistance?
Just go online, look up Friends of Hawaii Charities, or just go to Sony Open in Hawaii, and it'll take you right to the page. The process is there, easy application. It'll go through. We'll get the money out. We'll review the organization. Just quick comment. We've funded well over 350 organizations throughout the length of the tournament, you know, since its inception, and roughly we're getting near little over $20 million. So we tend to look at those organizations that are serving the poor and needy in a number of different areas: housing, health, education, taking care of the elderly. Right now, food security is just really critical. And so heavy focus on that.
Heavy focus on that, indeed. Thank you so much. Is there anything you wanted to say that I haven't given you a chance to?
No, I just want to express our appreciation to you, Danielle, for embracing golf the way that you do and being such a strong ambassador for the sport and for allowing us at the Principal of Hawaii Charities and Sony Open Hawaii to share our story.
Yeah, very important to me, you are indeed. Corbett Kalama, President, Friends of Hawaii Charities, thank you so much for taking your time out and being on the show to share. Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha, Daniel.
We're going to come back and get some tips for this humbling game. As Corbett Kalama said, it's a humbling sport. But it's, you know, it's part of that humbling that makes it so good to be out with people, because you're all being a little humbled. And those who are better than you, they don't laugh. They're not laughing. No one's laughing. Everybody's been there. Everybody's done that. So we've got a gentleman who's going to help us with some tips. Maybe you'd like to go and do this pro-am, but gosh darn, you know, maybe you need a real quick tune-up. You haven't played in a while, or maybe you haven't played at all. I've got Brian Moog standing by, and we're going to talk with him about tips. And then coming up later in the show is Debbie Wakus, author of Get Your Golf On, and that helps you with all those things like where to stand. Where am I supposed to stand? I don't know where to stand. We'll be back after this. First, we're going to get those tips. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Paradise awaits in Hawaii. Competition comes to the islands. as the PGA Tour players bring their best game, their greatest shots, and feel the true Aloha spirit. Don't miss the first event in the Aloha Swing. It's the Century Tournament of Champions, January 7th to 10th from Maui. Watch live in primetime. For complete coverage, visit pgatour.com.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Maruyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Brian Mogg. Maybe you've run into him at the Waldorf Astoria, or Chambers Bay, or Orvenbird, or Tuscarawas, I'm probably mispronouncing that one, Circling Raven, and in Korea, the Nambu Driving Range in Par 3. That's right. Oh, it was probably the Hawaii Prince course. Brian Mogg Golf Academy, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, thanks, Danielle. Nice to talk to you today.
It's good to talk to you. Golf Magazine Top 100 Teacher, Golf Digest Top 50 Teacher, Hawaii Prince is where you are here in the islands. All those other locations I mentioned, are those your other academies?
They are academies in a weird way all over the world.
You are. How do you do that? How do you stretch yourself like that?
Well, it's definitely a stretch, but I've been doing this for so long, and I've got great people at each of the academies, and some of them, obviously, like Toronto and Korea, you can't go there except in the summertime. So Chambers Bay as well, you kind of seasonally hit them hard when they're open, and then Florida, we're pretty much home, you know, stay for the year, and then I come over to Hawaii usually every 5 or 6 weeks for 3 or 4 days, and got a nice group of students that I look forward to seeing every time I come over.
Wow. Every 6 weeks or so, you must have an incredible, miles card.
those do add up, but that's not the point. But that is one of the perks of all the travel that goes in.
Yes, that isn't the point. Indeed, just trying to loosen things up, sir. Okay, since the 1990s, Brian Mogg has been a dominant force in the world of golf instruction. His students have won over 20 professional tour events, along with the USGA Championship. Leon Kim, winner of the 2010 U.S. Public Links. 2009, Mogg coached Y.E. Yang to victory in the PGA Championship, as well as the Honda Classic. During their training together, Yang became the first Asian male to win the major PGA event as the PGA champion at Hazeltine National Golf Club, going on to also win the 2010 Volvo China Open and the 2010 Korean Open. So, all of these people, of course, they've got game. And you've probably heard me talking about the Sony Open in Hawaii Pro-Ams. And a lot of people do Pro-Ams, don't have game. But when will you be in town? Are you going to be here for a little while?
I was just there a few days ago. I left, 4 days ago after being at the Academy most of last weekend.
Okay. And when will you be back?
I'm not quite sure, but some point, probably later January, early February, probably not before the Sony Open. Funny story, I just literally left one of my students in Orlando, and we played Waialae and helping him get ready for the Sony Open here in a few weeks when he comes over. So we were role-playing certain holes on the course and certain wind conditions and trying to get as prepared best we can for him to start his season off.
And you want to share his name, can you? Are you allowed to?
Yeah, Rob Oppenheim, younger player on tour and up. Fourth year, maybe fifth year on tour, and we do what you do to help guys get ready to go out on the road, and you role play. If you've been there a little bit, you kind of know what to expect. You know which way the wind's going to be blowing on certain holes, so you've got to get prepared, like, you know, hook it off the 18th tee and things like that. So
yeah.
That's part of the preparation behind it, but you've also got people that likely are going to be playing in the Pro-Ams, and one of the healthy suggestions I would give you is, you know, at least in a normal year, you'd have a big gallery, which I'm not sure you're going to have that this year, but you role play like an actor might get ready for their scene, and you role play what you think you're going to go through. So you get on the first tee, you pretend your heart rate's through your roof, your mouth is dry, you're as nervous as you can be, you're wondering who the pro you're playing with is thinking, and then you go through your motions, see if you can replicate a good swing.
Do you really suggest thinking about what the pro is thinking about?
Absolutely, because I can tell you that when I played on the tour and I got paired with a big name, you're standing over the ball going, Tom Watson's watching me right now. What's he thinking? And it takes a lot of experience before you can kind of process some of that thinking and just go play your game of golf.
Wow. That's I would be nervous thinking about what Tom Watson's thinking about. You're not saying what he's thinking about you. What he's thinking about for his own game.
Well, you know, I'm just role-playing here, but for those amateurs who are playing the Pro-Am, you're going to likely get paired with somebody you've seen on TV, might be a younger player, but it's still a name. And inevitably, it's going to cross your head as you're over the ball, like, so-and-so is watching me.
Yes.
I hope my swing is good enough. I hope I don't duff it. I hope I don't top it. I hope I hit an okay shot, which is why you're so nervous, because you're worried about what everybody's thinking. And if there's a normal gallery with 10,000 people around, you're even more nervous. And that's just something that you can kind of role play it a little bit ahead of time. It should help calm the nerves a little bit and make it somewhat easier to play.
Excellent. Excellent. We needed to make that perfectly clear. What you are is talking about the preparation to go in, role playing, what you do for Rob Oppenheim, as he's about to go and play at the Sony Open in Hawaii. And there will not be spectators. So there won't be that added pressure, as it were. You wanted to share tips, lots of tips for golfers, and we'd love to hear them. What are some of your favorites?
Well, I get over to Hawaii 6-8 times a year, and inevitably the wind blows. If you're going to be a successful golfer in Hawaii, you better know how to hit the ball low into the wind or high and soft downwind and basically be able to control it. So here's a quick simple tip. You know, when the guys are going to stand on 17 at Waialae, the wind can often blow into you pretty hard, sometimes off the ocean from the left there. But a simple tip for playing in the wind is take one more club, choke it down an inch, move your ball position back an inch, and lean your torso an inch over your front leg. Three relatively simple keys, but if you do all of them, you don't really have to change your swing too much, but all those setup changes dictate the ball should fly a little lower and stay crisper into the wind.
Good. Excellent. Wind is always a factor. When you look at Bryson DeChambeau, and we're, you know, wondering, do I go and bulk up? Do I get ready? He even said, you know, you don't try to do what I did. It's what do you see happening with the power, what looks like a long drive competition when he's hitting the ball? Do you think that is something that other golfers are going to try to emulate? They're going to try to copy him? Is this a trend? Or like his all same length clubs, is it something that Bryson does?
Well,
It's a long answer, but the bottom line is there's two cool things in golf: making putts and hitting your driver farther than anybody else. And Bryson's definitely tapping into both of those. He was number one on putter, number one putter on tour in 2020 from 10 feet and in. So no matter how far he hits it, that's a great thing. And then from a distance standpoint, he probably picked up the most yardage from one year to the next, making a ton of changes, both with his body, with his swing. I don't personally like the one size of iron fit ball. I don't really agree with that. But what Bryson's doing with his golf swing and his driver and his speed, it's a template for what everybody should do. The challenge is, at some point, the average golfer that plays once a week, once a month, and maybe doesn't hit it that far, I'm not sure they're going to have the time to see the benefits of trying to torque their body up to make it worth their while. But there are so many things the average golfer can do to pick up yardage. I mean, you may not have seven protein shakes a day and go to 48-inch drivers and swing literally out of your shoes, but, you know, here's some tips for everybody. I would challenge everybody, and one of my students, Rodney Smith in Honolulu, he's fallen in love with the TaylorMade golf ball, and that's the company I'm with. They've got the most fantastic golf ball, and everybody should take a look at the brand of ball they're using. Go buy one, two, three, four different brands of ball and go out there and hit some shots from, say, the 150-yard marker and see which ball goes the furthest or which ball curves less in the wind. Find out if there's a brand that's better for you, and you're going to see a benefit from switching to that brand. It's something, when I switched to TaylorMade 4 years ago, I was blown away how much further the ball went, how much less it curved in the wind. It was a no-brainer to make a switch because the ball was so good. Next, you take a look at how do you hit the ball a little further. Well, some golfers out there a little bit older, don't be afraid to flare your toes out, your right foot more to the right, your left foot more to the right, to the left. That's going to increase your hip rotation, and that's going to add more effective rotation to your body, which is going to allow your club to travel a little bit further and allow you to release it a little more speed. The other thing is, at some point, you want to teach a sprinter to run faster. You teach him to pump his arms faster. When golf swing, you want to make golf swing faster at the amateur level. Get your arms to move faster. You swing it back and through, just move your arms faster. That's going to allow the club head to travel a little bit faster. There's several things, without talking about Bryson, you can follow a couple of somewhat simple keys. You should be able to pick up a few miles an hour. Every 1 mile an hour translates to about 2 yards of distance. You can pick up 2-3 miles an hour, you're going to get 6 to 10 yards of added distance, not really doing a whole lot.
That's excellent. Those were really good tips. Without talking about Bryson, I didn't really want to talk about Bryson. I prefer a different style of swing when he comes off the tee. Yes, he goes long. I just don't like the look of it. There's nothing wrong with it. It just looks like it could potentially hurt somebody if they didn't do it properly, if they didn't prepare their body properly. Do you see that at all?
Well, that's the challenge. That, you know, what Bryson's doing is under heavy supervision with trainers and coaches and things like that. But you have to worry that he's put on a lot of weight, not necessarily all muscle, and that putting the body into that much speed at that much torque, if it's not supervised right and done where kind of the joints stay on top of the joint, you're going to create an injury somewhere. And that's the challenge. I mean, it used to be the long drive guys really just trying to hit it 400 yards. Now you've got elite tour players getting close to that number. And at some point, you're putting a lot of stress on your body, and I'm not sure that that's fantastic for the game of golf at the amateur level. And the average amateur person is going to be a little bit better to try and pick up a couple miles an hour, get the ball in the middle of the sweet spot and hitting it solid. That's going to pick up plenty of yardage. If you're not going to do it for a living, you don't need to be putting abnormal stress on your body to create potential injury. So I think we all step back and admire what Bryson's doing, and, you know, the closer you are to the tour, maybe try and copy some of what he's doing. But amateur, please be careful out there that you don't go too far, put your body in a position where an injury is going to occur.
Oh, Brian Mogg, I'm so glad you said that, because that's so important to know that he's got dietitians, he's got trainers, he's got every imaginable person, his spine specialists, they're all working with him. He can afford to have a team, a large team, assisting him in accomplishing his goal. His goals are great. They're for him. Just be really careful. I'm so glad you said that, Brian. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, we've got our academy at Prince Hawaii. It's fantastic. Easy phone number. If someone wants to give us a call, I assume everything's 808 still on the island, but 808-729-7000. 7430. You want to send me an email, my email is Brian and I at moggacademy.com. We've got fantastic teachers there. Sandy Hamm kind of coordinates and runs everything. She is literally awesome with the kids and does a lot of junior programs. Iotaki's there. Chie Shimada's there. I speak Japanese. So we've got a lot of ability to handle a lot of people at the academy. We've got one of the only grass ranges on the island. It's huge. So we've got half of the range there at Prince Hawaii. So the golf course is huge, improved over the last few years. Got some of the best greens on the island. Well, love to work with anybody when I come back over, or my staff is fantastic as well.
Fantastic. This is the Brian Mogg Golf Academy at Hawaii Prince Golf Course, and the phone number is 729-7430. 808-729-7430. So, Brian, you'll have to be back on the show again when you are going to come in, when you're just before you're flying in. Email.
Love to do it.
Excellent. Yep. I look forward to talking to you again.
Okay. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha, Brian. We're going to come back, and of course, we have the lady I told you about who's going to help you figure out just where, what, how do I do all this stuff? They all make it look so simple, but I walk into a pro shop and I feel odd. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Yes, spalling. What's spalling? You know when concrete starts falling down from your building? It's being released by the rebar that's rusting on the inside. Yeah, that's spalling. Those cracks in cement walls and floors and ceilings, they're kind of like termites. You know, if you don't do anything about it, it's going to get worse, and pretty soon the hole and I will fall right off. So what's the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they've repaired concrete buildings, garages, decks, stopped the leaks. Call Richard Mulgram at 864-9520. 864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. RCM Construction, 864-9520.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Debbie Waitkus is author of Get Your Golf On. That's your guide for getting into golf. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. And just to catch you up, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about pro-ams and people going into pro-ams. And a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know what to do. I would love to go because it's a great... But, how, you know, people... So your book answers questions for all golfers who don't know what to do, right?
Oh, it absolutely does. It absolutely does. And sometimes it's the seasoned golfer who's too embarrassed about all the eyes that will be on him or her to participate in a pro-am as well. But just as Brian was talking about a seasoned golfer not knowing how to hit in the wind, right? Can you imagine with this uptick in, thankfully, in our industry of all these people who come to the game and we want to keep them in the game, Get Your Golf On is really, like you said, it's a guide for getting into golf, but it's the game can be so intimidating to learn that if you don't know where to begin and you want to remove the intimidation factor, that's really what the objective of the book was about. So it sets a tone, a nice welcome mat, so that you can understand all the etiquette around it and get yourself in a position to be able to learn or to be able to execute and have a comfortable place where you can put your best foot forward and perform in that pro-am, or even if it's just playing one or two or three holes of golf.
Right. So you get the basic rules and etiquette, how to drive a golf mm-hmm. cart, how to read a scorecard. For beginners, or like you said, some people, you know, I've been around for a long time, and you can pick up the common terminology and how golf enriches your life. I think it makes everybody, like we were talking about making mistakes and feeling uncomfortable, you know, but don't worry about it because everybody's been there. It's not, no one's laughing at you. We've all experienced that. You know, if anything, you learn to, okay, let me just pick it up. Okay. Let's just go forward and I'll just drop where you guys are. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Oh, not at all. And in fact, I even put a chapter in the book called Playing Golf the Shrek Way. And Shrek, you know, the ogre, which is kind of funny to think about an ogre playing golf, but it was actually a mnemonic device for my son when years and years and years ago, he was taking golf lessons and he had a test about specific things. And so we broke down the S-H-R-E and K. And K was kindness. You know, but kindness is king, and how golfers can be frustrating. But, you know, watch your language, and you want to compete, but that takes a back seat to fair play and sportsmanship. And the S is safety, and kind of watching out for the safety of others while you're on the course. And, you know, so all those little things that we've all experienced, because we have an F word in golf, which is four. And that happens. And I like to say we have an S word in golf too, which you might be thinking of saying something special, and it actually is, oh, isn't that special?
Yes, yes, yes.
So you can release the frustration right out, right?
Yes, yes,
instead
yes.
Instead of hanging on to the anger, because you will have to say the F word every now and then, because your ball, you may have an errant ball heading somewhere you didn't intend towards someone else.
So this is really...
But we cover...
Yes, go ahead.
We cover all of that kind of stuff in the book just to have some fun with it. And we have a lot of people who have shared their experiences of what happened and by participating in golf, or how it was when they were learning. And in fact, there are even some passages... Well, Marilyn Smith, my good friend, LPGA co-founder, wrote a foreword for the book. And Shirley Spork, another co-founder, wrote some content for the book, as did Nancy Lopez and Sandy LeBeau, who started LPGA USGA Girls Golf, and former tour player Pam Wright as well, about keeping your expectations in line as an amateur golfer. So there's a lot of fun information that I think anyone can glean some being able to put their best foot forward on the golf course.
This is wonderful. Because, you know, so many people stop themselves from doing just a pro-am is a little bit more intimidating because, you know, a lot of guys have been playing, or girls have been playing pro-ams for a long time. and you make great connections. You meet people in business. You know, you're the leaders are playing. Mm-hmm. So it's a great investment. But to do a charity event, you know, just a charity tournament, it's not supposed to be stressful. It's you're raising money. You're putting down your $150, and that's all going to go to charity. But people will stop themselves from doing it because they're so nervous about, well, I don't know, I don't want to make a, you know, do you have an A word in your book? I don't want to embarrass myself.
Yes. I do have a fun story that I can share with you. I was running a program that ran simultaneously with a charity scramble golf tournament, and it so that there were participants who wouldn't necessarily, they weren't comfortable playing, but they, so we ran our little program while the tournament was happening. Everyone had breakfast together. Everyone had the luncheon afterwards together. And so our little group, we got together afterwards, and the other gentlemen are on the patio, and we're all sitting at our tables talking. And there was one gentleman who's quite boisterous at the table next to us. And he was giving a hard time to his playing partner, who hasn't played in 3 years. But he managed to do one thing well today. And these women at my table were like, wait a second, he hasn't played in 3 years and he only did one thing well? I could do that.
Oh, that's not fair.
And it's really empowering, you know, because we have this perception that just because people love to play golf and they talk about golf all the time and they have the golf paraphernalia and their desks and their offices, that they're great golfers. But they're not on tour, and you know they hit the ball, and one ball goes to the left of the fairway, one goes to the right of the fairway. But our perception of reality is that they're great, and that we're not good enough to play.
That's
so
right.
You need to just sort of change the perception a bit.
Yes, yes, yes. People say to me, "You must be really good." Ha! I don't have time to be really good. That, you know, it's a commitment. Most of us don't have time. But when you get on the golf course and you're with friends, you're strolling on a fabulous a park that is designed just for you to hit a ball. And if it goes where you want it to or doesn't, it doesn't matter because you get to go a little further and enjoy being out with your friends and laughing and playing and cheering each other on, you know, and saying, this is great, you did great, or, you know, don't worry about it, you know, pick it up, let's just move along. Great putt. Oh, you'll get it next time. It's all right. It's, you develop a team. I think that's why a little tournament in a business is such a good idea, because you bring the team together and everybody gets to know. If you don't go to these things and you come back to the office on Monday and everybody's talking about how much fun they had, they're not talking about how terrible they played. They're talking about how much fun, because that's what you keep in your mind. You know, that we tend to be positive creatures, humans, for some reason. I guess that's why we're still around. And so that's it's the bottom line, right?
Well, we're golfers. We're a hopeful bunch. We're golfers, right?
Yes. Yes. So you're this is for new golfers, beginning golfers, those looking to improve their personal or business relationships through golf, a perfect way for experienced golfers to introduce others to the game. It's a perfect gift. It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for me, all I wanted to do was take the knowledge that I had gained through doing programs to try to fast track players into this environment and wrap it up with a little bow and put it into a book. And that's what we've done. And I'm very proud of what it is. And I love the fact that we have instructors who are using it to accompany their Golf 101 programs, 102 programs, and Get Golf Ready programs. And I do want to say, though, Danielle, when you were talking about the time, I think that with COVID, number one, we've got this great opportunity to have an activity outside and do and have some fun and forge some relationships through golf. But also, golf courses have gotten so creative on the programs they're offering, whether it's even just a program where you're going to the driving range to hit balls, or you're playing one, two, or three holes, or you're just there to putt or take a lesson. It doesn't matter. There are things that can be done in a short amount of time. It doesn't have to be all day long, a half a day, or even a couple of hours. It can be much less than that. So there are creative things that the golf facilities have done to welcome new golfers.
Oh, yes.
Seasoned golfers, existing golfers.
Absolutely. Golf has boomed over the pandemic because it is an outdoor activity that's naturally social distance, and all you have to do is be mindful of that. You know, I'm over on this side of the fairway, you're on that side of the fairway, it doesn't matter, you know, and so you're naturally, and they're wiping down the carts, and you can wipe down the cart. It's all part of it. What I meant about, I don't have time to be a great golfer, you know, I'm not a two. Yeah, and people think that as soon as you're talking golf, that somehow, as you said, people are talking golf and then you assume that they must be good. No, you know, you might love the game, and this is the way I can express my love for the game of golf and what it gives to people and to the community. People are, you know, there are so many things about the game that translates into life, about cheering on another person, in the game. That's a wonderful thing. You might not be doing well. It doesn't matter. You don't have to win. Nobody has to win. It's not that. It's winning is being out there and having fun. So if you ask me what my handicap is, it's not 20. It's not 25. But I still love the game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Debbie Waitkus, how do I get your book?
Go to Amazon. Amazon.com.
That's easy.
Get your golf on.
Some people tell me when I say go to Amazon, get your golf on, and they'll say, oh, you could also get it at such. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Just go to Amazon. It's the easiest way.
Okay. So new golfers, beginning golfers, anyone looking to improve their personal business relationships, you'll learn how to get started, wardrobe and equipment and etiquette and basic rules, how to drive a golf cart, how to read a scorecard, how to take your game, even as a beginner, to the golf course, golf terminology, how others got into the game, how golf will enrich your life. So it demystifies everything and simplifies the experience. See, buy your copy of Get Your Golf On at Amazon. Thank you. And a portion
Just listen to Danielle.
and a portion of the proceeds from this book goes to
Marilyn Smith Scholarship Fund.
There. See?
We're going to send girls to college.
So on top of everything else, you'll be enriched. The scholarship fund, Marilyn Smith Scholarship Fund, is enriched, and everybody's happy. And Debbie gets to share her knowledge, and that makes her happy. Debbie Waitkus, thank you so much for being on the show. We finally got to talk about Getting Your Golf On. The book is Get Your Golf On. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Enjoy your holidays and enjoy the rest of the CME.
Yes, we will. Oh, it's just incredible. I'm just watching the leaderboard. I can't even see it on television. I'm excited. It's, that's how I am.
it's hard not to be there.
It is, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy
Thanks,
New Year.
Danielle.
Okay. Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with Karen Kraus, who is a golf writer for the New York Times, and she's following Tiger Woods and his 11-year-old son, Charlie. Boy, talk about, like role model. Yeah, it's just incredible seeing the two swings simultaneously. But she also has written a book, and it's a wonderful book. And one of the things in it, it talks about, in the town where, and we'll talk about it later, but in the town where she was to write this book, the kids weren't taught to, they were taught to cheer each other on. So that's, there's nothing wrong with that. Encourage each other to excellence. We'll be back with Karen Kraus, golf writer, New York Times international sports writer, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Paradise awaits in Hawaii. Competition comes to the islands
as the PGA Tour players bring their best game, their greatest shots, and feel the true Aloha spirit. Don't miss the first event in the Aloha Swing. It's the Century Tournament of Champions, January 7th to 10th from Maui. Watch live in primetime. For complete coverage, visit PGATour.com.
KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And Karen Krause is golf writer, and she's an international golf writer for the New York Times. She's actually a sports writer, covering all sports, and she was a swim champion in college. Welcome into the clubhouse, Karen.
Thank you. So such a joy to be with you always, Danielle.
Oh, thank you. And your first book published in January of 2018, I love it. It always inspires me. This little town in Vermont, The Secret to Happiness and Excellence from Simon & Schuster, the small Vermont town secret to raising Olympians who are happy, healthy, and productive people and performers. And most people think, oh, how can I cheer for the opposite team? Why not? You know, it's
right.
They're doing great.
But well, it's almost using competitiveness. You know, you all want to, you raise everyone's level by supporting everybody. Everybody gets better by just trying to keep up. But it's a very positive and nurturing environment as opposed to seeing sports and by extension life as a zero-sum game where for you to succeed, everybody else has to fail. It's just a much healthier and productive approach, I believe, to life.
Yes, absolutely. We can all win.
The pie is plenty big enough if we all, stand together and share and lift one another up.
That's exactly. I love this. You know, there's amidst the organic farms and clapboard colonial buildings, Karen Krause discovered a culture that's the opposite of the hyper-competitive schoolyard of today's Tiger Moms and Eagle Dads. In Norwich, kids aren't cut from teams. They're not cut from teams. Everybody plays. They don't specialize in a single sport, and they even root for their rivals. What's more, their hands-off parents encourage them to simply enjoy themselves. And now, why this town? Tell us. Why this town?
Well, the thing is, people have said, oh, yeah, well, it sounds like it's a town where they have participatory ribbons, and that's not the case. I mean, that's sort of missing the point. It's like they don't even care about the ribbons at all. It's not about results or trophies. It's about just the engagement and the exercise and the communing with nature and learning all these wonderful skills of dealing with other people and making friends. And some of the Olympic athletes are among the most competitive people you'll ever meet, but they're able to channel that in a positive way and not be the thing that burns so intensely that it, you know, basically turns them to ash by the end. So, and sort of singes everything around them. I've thought about the town so much during the pandemic when you have parents who have staked everything on their children's extracurricular talents and abilities, and look at how fleeting that can be. Now a lot of these colleges are dropping sports, so there aren't going to be as many college scholarships if that's what you are in sports for. We don't even know if there's going to be an Olympics. So if you've devoted your entire life to making an Olympics, and then the one Olympics that you really are well poised for doesn't happen, does that mean your whole childhood has been a failure? I would hope not.
Exactly.
And Norwich seems to get that there's a bigger picture and blueprint to sports than just the very, very narrow definition of success.
Yeah, exactly. And just to make the point, Norwich in Vermont, roughly 3,000 residents, they've sent an athlete.
11 people to an Olympics, including two to Summer Olympics. Which, you know, you would think that would be pretty tough. They have about a 2-month summer.
And three times
anyway,
they came back with a medal. You know, I mean, that's pretty incredible for 3,000 residents. Exactly. So they've got something going on. Watching Tiger Woods, and I am
there on the sixth hole right now, and it's been amazing to watch. Anyone who thought this was a publicity stunt has not seen Charlie Woods play golf. He is carrying the team right now. He made a natural eagle on the first par three. They played his ball off the tee. He hit onto a beautiful three wood onto the green, and they made that putt. So he made the putt. So on his ball, a natural eagle.
Wow. This kid is amazing.
Yeah.
All I've seen him is on social media. I'm recording it at home.
Yeah, I regret not being at the CME, but I was at the U.S. Women's Open last week, but I just couldn't pass up the opportunity to write about Tiger in a way that we never see him. He is so private about his family, and it's almost like he compartmentalizes Tiger the competitor and Tiger the family man. And this is the rare occasion where those two worlds are colliding, and I just had to be there to chronicle it.
I love it. I totally understand why you're there. Following him. And so Tiger is not playing as well as his son?
Well, you know, Charlie just doesn't. His misses are not by much, and he's deadly straight off the tee. The worst drive he hit, was on the first hole, and there were 250 people watching. I'm sure he's not used to playing in front of that many people. And so it's still, they ended up using his drive. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't in the middle of the fairway where most of his drives end up. They played two pro-am rounds preceding this, and I followed all 18 holes of both, and most times they were using his drives for their approach because he's so straight.
I find that just, I have to laugh because he's straight, even though don't they look like the same person when they're practicing together?
They do. He has the same mannerisms right down to, like, he shakes his water bottle the way Tiger shakes his after putting in his electrolyte powder. The only thing is Charlie doesn't have any electrolyte powder that he's shaking. He's just shaking his water bottle because that's what he sees his dad do. He twirls his club after a good swing or after a good shot, just like his dad does. They have many of the same mannerisms.
It's wonderful.
He definitely has mimicked many of Tiger's tendencies.
Yeah, and Tiger, when you're watching him watch his son,
yeah,
what are the feelings, what are the expressions that you see?
He keeps, as Tigers want to do, he keeps everything pretty close to the vest. But the one thing that I actually went up to Tiger on the back nine the first day, and I said, Tiger, I can't speak to Charlie's aptitude as a golfer, to how he plays the game. I just want to let you know, as someone who's been observing him for the last 2 hours, he is the most well-mannered child and so just has impeccable manners. And, you know, Tiger was actually quite moved. He said, oh, thank you. That is such a lovely compliment for a parent to hear. And I said, well, I wanted to let you know that because that's simply good parenting. And he said, well, we try, meaning he and Elon, which I thought was also so sweet and generous. But it's really hard to raise a kid that has such great manners in an environment in which they live, where everybody is very wealthy and there's a lot of entitlement. And I lived in Palm Beach County for a decade. I saw some kids that certainly were not as well-mannered and respectful as Charlie appears. So, you know, I can't speak to Charlie as a performer, but as a person, he seems like he's a pretty good kid.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, we hear so much about the trash talking, you know, that they were...
Yes, the chirping.
The chirping, that's it.
And they're playing with Justin Thomas and his dad, and Mike Thomas, who was Justin's first and only coach, has been working with Charlie also, and you can see it. There is such a great comfort level and familiarity in this foursome, and I think that's really put Charlie at ease. And they've been quite wonderful with him, you know, great shot, dude,
patting
him on the head, and it's been really lovely to watch.
Wow, gosh, I can't wait to see it. It's wonderful to see Tiger when he smiles now, you know, and you can see that full...
It's super genuine.
Yes.
It reaches his eyes when he's with his child. And
wow.
The one thing I wanted to tell you, Danielle, is I noticed that I'll give you a perfect example. I have a story in the Times today about Tiger, watching him this first day with his son. And what I noticed was he doesn't... give him direction before the shot. He waits till Charlie hits, and then if Charlie looks at him like, what happened there, or has a question, then he explains it. They've made forward tees for Charlie, of course. I mean, he's 11 and he looks 8. He's very small for his age. So they have these kids' tees for him. And on one hole, on the ninth hole, the ground was unlevel, so it was a bit slopey. And so Charlie hit a bit of an errant shot. And Tiger then pointed out, well, see, can you see how you have to adjust your stance? Because look at, the ground is uneven here. But he did that after. He waited to see if Charlie could figure it out. He's not preparing the path for Charlie. He's preparing Charlie for the path.
Oh, that's...
Which I think is so
out. Wonderful. That is... Yes. That is right. Yes. Because... Yes. Yes. Freedom and trust. That is so awesome. You know, the freedom to explore and make a mistake, and then trusting that you can turn and say, help. Without any repercussions.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know that's building confidence in Charlie, independence, resilience, the competence level he must feel that, hey, I can figure this out because my dad lets me and has faith that I can.
Yes. Wow. So how quickly are they moving away from you? Are you far? Are they far?
Oh, they're already on 7 now. So I have no idea what they did on 6. But it's quite strange to see, you know, 250 people following this this foursome when it's a no spectator event. So I've got my mask on and I'm trying to keep a respectful social distancing.
I totally understand when you said 250 people. I'm glad you brought that up. I thought, 250 people? How did they get 250 people? That was probably...
We're thinking it must be the PNC, the sponsor, the people who played in the Pro-Am, because they did have 2 days of Pro-Am.
That's
so
fabulous.
They must be the ones that are in the gallery right now.
That's fabulous. Well, you know, based on what I'm hearing from you talking about, I figure that if Charlie wants to do this and go into golf, his dad will be there. And if Charlie wants to go some other direction, his dad will be there. And that's...
And he said that, yeah, please have your listeners, if they want to check out the New York Times today, there is a story on the website right now and in the newspaper on Tiger as a parent, this side of him that we seldom get to see.
Excellent. You always do that, Karen Krause. You bring
Thank
out,
you.
Yeah, you're, and I heard your voice at the USJ in the media center, and I went, Karen's in the United States.
Yes, London or England just got put on a tier 4 lockdown today, so, which is, you know, about as restrictive as it gets. So I'm very happy to be out of England and at the moment.
Yes, just for now, just for now. Well, we do need to talk while you're in England, because it's one of those countries, since my family, half of my family, that, you know, split me down the middle, and I'm half from England.
I've loved living in London, even in a pandemic. I have spent my entire time in London in a pandemic, and it's still been a wonderful experience. Luckily, I've been healthy, and my family's been healthy, so that's made all the difference, but it really is a fabulous city.
It is truly. I want to thank you, Karen Krause, international sports writer for the New York Times. You can find her story about Tiger Woods and Charlie at the New York Times. Go to the page and read it. I can't wait to get home and take a read myself. Karen, thank you for taking the time. It's been a pleasure, as always, talking with you.
The pleasure is always mine, Danielle.
Aloha, Karen. Okay, I want to thank, and Merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas to everyone. I want to thank our wonderful sponsors, Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Oahu's best value in golf, with the double-deck driving range, top tracer at each station, socially distanced on the covered range, and on the course as well. It's fun at Bayview Golf Course. Create the perfect team-building experience with an outing or a tournament at Bayview. General Manager Eric Onodera will help you. BayviewHawaii.com or call 247-0451, extension 1, for tee times or setting up your special golf event. I spend a lot of time at Bayview, and I love it. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale continues until the store is empty. That is Aloha Power Equipment, the store for all of your power equipment needs, including repairs. So Aloha Power Equipment is the official repair service center for all brands they sell, even if you didn't buy it at Aloha Power Equipment. Waipahu and Sand Island stores, power at your fingertips for everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. What's worse, you know, I'm speaking from experience, than living with pain, constant pain, and not doing anything about it? That's the worst thing you can do. You've got to do something about it. It doesn't have to be as, you know, it can be very simple. Next time we talk with Dr. Carlson, we're going to talk about preventative measures that you can take so you don't find yourself with the pain in the back that we so often see. But I see Dr. Jonathan Carlson. His number is 452-1379, 808-452-1379, the Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic in Kailua, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. So floods, fire disasters, who do you call? Call MD Restoration 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. Totally COVID compliant. Mold remediation, flood, fire, dirty water cleanup, carpet, upholstery cleaning. Licensed contractor, MD Restoration. That is 528-3434. Again, a licensed contractor, so they can clean it up and help you fix it. The Golf Club is also welcoming our new sponsor, RCM Construction, 30-year leader in Spalling repairs across Hawaii. And what does spalling and cracks in your concrete have in common with termites? Well, Both just get worse if you leave them alone. So call Richard Mulgram at 864-9520. RCM is COVID safe. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM 864-9520. You can always hear the show again. It's radiogolfclub.com. The whole library is there. radiogolfclub.com/listen. Thank you for your mana. Merry Christmas, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.